We are beginning tonight's shiur as we are heading towards the end of Chelek Aleph in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. We were in the middle of Sif Beis. We are going to begin on the very top of page 300. But we might read a three-letter word before page 300, and that is V'chein. Continues the Ramah on page 300. V'chein menanim gufon v'nosin oso min ha'aretz. Besides what the Ramah told us yesterday, which is that our eyes should be up towards the heavens. When we're saying Kedusha, we had a machlokas if your eyes should be open or closed. In addition, the Ramah says that one should be moving his body and lifting himself up from the ground during Kedusha. And we'll see details about that in a moment in the Mishabura, but let's first finish the Ramah. V'ein ledaber be'emtza Kedusha. One should not speak in the middle of Kedusha. Umisha Omar Seder Kedusha, one who already said Kedusha with one minion. Uvalabes Akneses Umotza Tzibur Onin Kedusha. And now he came to a different shul or a different minion and he found they were saying Kedusha as well. Choser Va'ona Imahen. He goes back and says Kedusha again with them. It's not like Shemona Esrei where it's only one time, but rather we're like the Malachim. The Malachim are always saying Kedusha. And therefore, any opportunity that a person has to say Kedusha, he should say Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah actually begins on the bottom of the page before. V'chein menanim. We said that we sway during Kedusha and we lift ourselves up. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin. Hashla kosav shekabola biyado. The Shla writes that he has a kabola in his hand. Sheyorim gufo va'akevo lomalo bebaruch v'yimlo kamo bekadosh. That a person should lift up his heels and his body when he says Baruch Kavod and Yimloch Hashem, just like he does by Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And now the Mishnah Berurah will explain to us in Sif Ches, which is the top line of 300, what it means, V'nosen Oso Min Aretz, he lifts himself up from the earth. Ki Iso B'Tanchuma Pashas Sav, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Pashas Sav, U'Bishtayim Ya'ofef, the Pasuk in Yeshaya is describing a Malach with six wings. It says with two of them he flies. Mikan tiknu lo'uf al raglov b'shoa she'omer kadosh. From there we learn they were masakin that one should fly on his feet at the time when he's saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan, which I'd like to see. I brought the Aruch HaShulchan, but first let's finish the Mishnah Berurah and then we'll go back to exactly discussing how you fly during Kedusha. Because of Amogen Avram, udelo ka'osam she'dolgim v'koftzin. Not like those who are skipping and jumping. Fine. However, the El Yerabu and the other Achronim answer up that minog of taka skipping and jumping. Uminog Yisrael Torahi, and the minog of Klal Yisrael is Torah. Mikom mokom b'mokom she'ein aminog kein. However, in a place where they don't have a minog of skipping and jumping, pshita she'ein lasos kein. It's poshit that you should not do that. Ki yavo lehislotzeitz v'yetzeitz charo befseido. People are going to come to make fun of you. You're doing weird things during Kedusha, and your schar is going to be lost with the damages that it creates. Now we can go to the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look at note 15, he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, U'b'chol ha'shalosh pa'omim sha'omer kadosh. All three times you're saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Aruch HaShulchan writes, I'm reading the note now, but then I'll read it in the Aruch HaShulchan, interesting thing. He says, shelo yiya gufo mugva ela pamachas. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you only lift up your feet one time. And while you're up there, you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Not like we're taught that we go up, we say kadosh, we go up three separate times. You go up one time, and while you're in the air, you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh three times. V'lo ka'osam shemagbiyam atzmum kama pa'amim. Not like people who go up three times, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Aruch HaShulchan says that's wrong. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, that's what the Magen Avraham means that we just read in the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo ka'osam shekotzim v'dolgim. It says, not like those who are skipping and jumping, and we're thinking, what in the world are they doing? The Aruch HaShulchan says they're doing what we do. They go up three times. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it could be that's the pshat. Don't be skipping and jumping. And like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to look foolish. That's going up three times. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. But then he writes, V'ulai kavanoso b'kvitza legamri mi'al ha'aretz. Then he says, maybe in fact it really means they taka jumped off the ground. They took all their whole feet off the ground. So he's not sure, but it's just interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan who says that you go up one time and say kadosh, 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 says that Magen Avraham that's saying not to do the jumping, it's talking about what we do going up three times. But, as we'll see, weiter in the note, the Kaf HaChaim writes, shebechol kadosh magbiya es gufo pamachas. That you in fact lift your body up each time when you say kadosh, you're lifting yourself up three times. The Avim Omid Be'emtzet Filah Shmona Esrei Belachash. Let's say you're in the middle of the silent Shmona Esrei, which we learned already many times, that when the Chazan gets to Kedusha, you are silent and you listen. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, "V'shem the prisha sheitochin sheyochol gam lagbias raglav." It could be that even though you're silent and you're listening, you could also lift yourself up during kedusha. However, the Kapos Tamarim and Sukkah writes that in this situation, when you're not actually saying kedusha, you're just listening to the kedusha. You should not lift up your feet. One other interesting point in note 15: V'lichroa latzadim kishomer v'kara ze'el zevi amar. Many chazanim, you see, v'kara ze'el zevi amar. They're moving to the sides. In different directions, Rechaim Kanievsky says, "Shelo yodeya makor la'ila shenogu." He does not know where that's from. Vakara zel zevi amar, to be bowing to the right and the left. Rechaim Kanievsky says he does not know a source for such a custom. Let's continue the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. We are up to the sixth line on page 300. Kosav bach shetzaruch lomar v'chein kosav ayad neviyecha. You have to say in kedusha v'chein kosav ayad neviyecha. V'nusach shalano, our nusach is ka kosav ayad neviyecha. V'kosav amogin avram sheyesh lo gam kein semech ayin shon. The Mogen Avram writes that there is also a smach for this, and that is an interesting cheskuni in Parshas Hazinu that points out that you should have 21 words before you say Hashem's name in kedusha, just like in Parshas Hazinu. Before Gishem Hashem Ekra, before that pasuk, before the Shem Hashem, there are also 21 words. And if you look up the Cheskuni says that the Malachim say Kadosh, 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 Hashem, and therefore, and there's a measure that says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let me at least be like 1/7 of the Malachim." So 1/7 of the Malachim, they say Hashem's name after 3 words. 7 times 3 is 21. Therefore, we should say Hashem's name after 21 words. And therefore, if you make the cheshbon, the Kadesh Hashem Chabolam, make all the cheshbonos. And therefore, that's the girsa over here, that it should be kakosav ayad neviyecha, not the chen kosav, that would be an extra word. There are 21 words before you say Hashem's name. Similarly, in Parshas Hazinu, there are 21 words before you get to Hashem's name. That is a smach of saying it like that, of saying kakosav ayad neviyecha. He also says that there are 85 letters as well. Ayin Sham, you can look up the Cheskuni, it's an interesting Cheskuni in Hazinu. Kosvu ha'achronim, the Achronim write, the Av Shanias Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba Hu Adifa Mikedusha. Even though we have seen already that answering to Kaddish, Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba, is greater than answering Kedusha, and therefore if you have the choice of one or the other, you would choose Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba over Kedusha. Mikomoko Mim Kaddish Kvar Shama. But if you already heard Kaddish, the Kedusha Lo Shama Adayim, but you didn't yet hear Kedusha, V'nizdamin Lo Lanos Kaddish or Kedusha, now you have opportunity to choose either Kaddish or Kedusha. Mutav Shiyane Kedusha. It would be better in this case, since you were already Yotze with Kaddish, to go in fact and answer Kedusha. Kosava Prima Godin, Im Hischil Kedusha Ubeemtza Shama Kaddish. This is very interesting. If you started Kedusha and in the middle you hear Kaddish, obviously from a different minion, Mistabra de lo yafsik lanos amein yeheshe rabba, it's logical that you should not interrupt Kedusha in the middle to answer Amen Yehesheh Rabba, Elogomer Kado Shalosh Pa'amim Ad Kavodo, which is interesting. He doesn't say wait till the end of Kedusha. He says don't interrupt in the middle of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to answer Amen Yehesheh Rabba, but the second you finish Kavodo, then you could answer. Im Shomea Oz Yomer Amen Yehesheh Rabba. If you hear the Kaddish at that point, because you're still in the middle of Kedusha, you're not in the middle of the line of Kadosh, 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 then you could answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba in the middle of Kedusha, as long as it's not in the middle of that line of Kedusha. But he points out that it's Dafka Im Shomea Oz. Only if you hear it then, because if you heard it earlier, and by the time you get there, the Tzibur had already finished most of the phrase of Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavarach, then you would not be able to answer Amen. As we learned earlier, you would only be able to join in for the Yehesh Mei Rabba. In order to get the Amen in, it would have to be that when you got to that point in your Kedusha, the Tzibur was actually up to Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, then you could join in with the Amen as well. Before, you look very perplexed, Shaya, but if you have a question, you'll wait till we finish one more line over here. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah ends off in Sefkat Antes and says, on that which the Rama says one should not speak in the middle of Kedusha, Kosa b'darchei Moshe shemaril lo haya medaber mitchilas ha-kedusha ad achar amein do akel ha-kadosh. The Maril would not speak from the beginning of Kedusha till after akel ha-kadosh. And note 19, it discusses, what does that help? You can't speak during the whole Chazar Sashatz. So it could be if someone davened already, he's just there for Kedusha. So that, there's another possibility that a time when you are allowed to speak for whatever reason, so Yibadavka shouldn't speak till the end of Akela Kadosh, and then one would be able to speak. That's the end of Simon Kuf Chaf Hei. And now, if Shaya does not have a question, then we will continue with Simon Kuf Chaf Vav.
Is this Kedusha talking about your first? first chiva.
He's passing his question on to Hananya.
Yeah,
so okay, passing it on.
Is this talking about your chiva? Let's say it's a fourth kedusha for you of the day.
Which point are you addressing? You're addressing the last nakuda.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for the question. That's what they're handling. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ma'aril wouldn't speak till after Akel HaKadosh, but you're not allowed to speak afterwards either. So either you could say it's not really his kedusha; he was ready to yotze.
How about Ben Yishmirab?
That would be no matter what. You can't answer Ben Yishmirab in the middle of the phrase of Kadosh Kadosh in the middle of that in the last pasuk.
No,
right?
What kedusha?
Yeah, you would not be able to interrupt that in the middle.
One,
correct, L'chara.
So you didn't get to my question.
You passed your question
where
over the.
So
okay, Shaya, quick question.
Where are you exactly? That you're in the middle of kedusha.
You're in a Landau's. Zokti mechaber simen kuf chav vav. Din shliat zibur sheta'a, says the mechaber in halacha aleph. Shliat zibur sheta'a v'dileg achas mikol habrachos. A chazan during chazars hashatz makes a mistake and he skips one of the brachos. Ukeshem maskirin oso yodea lachzur l'makomo. And when you remind him, you point it out to him, he's able to go back to his place and do the appropriate thing, go back to where he skipped. Ein mesalkin oso. We do not remove him from his post. Avol, however, im dileg birkas hamalshinim. If he skips the bracha of the malshinim, then mesalkin oso miyod. We remove him right away. Shema epikoros asu. Maybe he became an epikoros. Vim hischil ba, however, if he started the bracha of the malshinim, v'toh, and he makes a mistake in the middle, then ein mesalkin oso. So that's what the Mechaber says. If a chazan leaves off one of the brachos and we remind him and he's able to go back to his place, we will not remove him. But if he skips the bracha of the malshinim, we remove him right away. We're worried he became an apikoros, and we'll see details of this in the Mishnah Berurah. However, once he started and made a mistake in the middle, then we will not remove him because at least he started the bracha. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let's just look at two quick bir halachas. The first bir halacha says, Shtibur shetov v'dilik achas. Says the Bir Halacha, that which the Mechaber says, if you skip one of the brachos, and we remind you, and you can go back to that bracha, you're good to go. Hu adin afilu im tov v'dilek shtayim v'shalosh brachos. It's lav dafka that you forgot one bracha. If he skipped two or three brachos, it would be the same thing. If we correct him, and he goes back there, he's fine. Gam kein dinahachi elanoka dover ahove. It's mentioning the more common occurrence, which should be you forgot one bracha and you mistakenly went to the next bracha. But who had then two or three brachos? The next bir halacha we're going to see is the fourth to last line, divrei maskil birkas. That's going on that which the mechaber says, but if you skip the bracha of v'lo malshinim, then we remove you right away. Efshir dedavka in dileg rak osa levad, says the bir halacha, that could be specifically if you only left out that bracha. Aval in dileg osav es chaverta smuchala. But if you left off the malshinim and one of the adjacent brachos with it, then it could be we won't remove you because muchate bishkaga buz eliyado. Then it's clearly an accident because if you're not apikores and you for some reason want to skip the malshinim, we'll see soon why you would want to skip it. But you have no reason to skip the bracha next to it, and therefore we'll assume the fact that you left off both that it was a mistake and we would not remove you. So it's bedafka if you skipped that one bracha of the malshinim that we would remove you immediately from your post. Now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. A chazan that was ta'a v'dileg. He made a mistake and he skipped the bracha. La'apuke imhezid v'dileg. This is coming to exclude someone who purposely left out a bracha. Afilu b'shar brachos mesalkin miyad. If a person left of a bracha on purpose, one of any brachos, we're obviously going to remove him right away. If you look at note number one, it points out, this din of mesalkin also, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it means we're going to remove him until he does tshuva, then we'll reinstate him. The yachid shedileg b'mezid bracha. This is a chazan. Let's say you're an individual who you left off a bracha on purpose, and then you feel bad. So the Shulchan Aruch explains earlier, shetzar lasor l'rosh atfila, you have to start davening again. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sebeis, Mikol HaBrachos. If you left off any of the brachos, we said, if they remind you and you're able to correct yourself, you're good to go, we don't remove you. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Beis. Rotzalomer, it means to say, Afilu im toa v'dileg birkas tchias hamesim obone Yerushalayim. Even if the bracha that you left off was the bracha number two about tchias hamesim, or the bracha about bone Yerushalayim, we do not remove you. Ein mesalkin oso lomar shema kofer hu b'tchias hamesim. We don't say maybe the fact that he left off the bracha of mechay mesim, he's denying the concept of tchias hamesim. O ein omamim b'vias hamashiach, or if he's leaving off the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim, he doesn't believe in Mashiach. We don't say that. Elo talinon shebishkaga hishmid. We just assume that he left it off by accident. Ve'atam ayim b'beis yosei b'shem harav ben yonah. For the reason of the chilek between this particular bracha of the malshinim and those brachos, which are very serious, look in the Beis Yosef, who brings Rabbeinu Yonah, which the Mishnah Berurah himself actually quotes later on, but let's look at it in note number two over here. The Beis Yosef writes, Shedavka kesheinu omer es birchas v'lamalshinim. Davka if he leads off the bracha v'lamalshinim, yeishlocho shema apikorasu. There we have to worry he's not apikoras. V'lochein eino rotza la'omra. Therefore he doesn't want to say this bracha, shalolo kalos atzmo, he doesn't want to curse himself. But those brachos, even if he doesn't believe in it, it's not going to prevent him from saying it. He's not giving himself a curse by skipping, by saying the bracha, by not saying the bracha. He's not preventing a curse. In other words, the bracha of the malshinim, we're cursing the apikorsim. So if he's not apikoris, he wouldn't want to say that bracha. He's cursing himself. But even if he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, by saying the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, he's not saying anything bad about himself, so he would have no problem saying it. And therefore, the Beis Yosef explains, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah, that the only bracha that would remove the chazan from is V'lamalshinim. Yes, Dr. Dreyfus?
Yes, that's right. It would be only that one. So why is it just, like, what if he doesn't say the Shmeya Tefillah? I mean...
All right, so we said if it's by accident, we would not remove him. We would just...
Anything except for the...
Correct. This is the only one that if we don't know...
Well, how do we know if it's by accident? We have to interrogate him?
We have to figure it out. Ayin betaz disvirle dim hishmit shtehem. Betaz does say, however, if he left off both of those brachos, meaning tchias ha-mesim and bonei Yerushalayim, then the vaday anutzrichin lochush lazeh. Then we have to already be concerned if he left off two brachos, those two. Va'afilu hischem masalkinoso. And even if he started them, but he didn't finish both of those two brachos, that would already make us suspicious of him. However, v'yesh shachok and there are those who argue with the Taz. V'da, and you should know, d'muchach l'kul yalma, it's very clear according to everyone. Dim onu yodim shu kofer b'tchias ha-mesim. If we know about this guy, and we know he doesn't believe in tchias ha-mesim, o eino mamim b'gula ha-sida, or he does not believe in the coming of Mashiach in the future geula, v'kol shekeinim eino mamim b'torah min ha-shamayim, o b'gmul v'onesh, and certainly if we know he doesn't believe in the Torah that was given from Shamayim, or he doesn't believe in Schar Va'onesh, then l'kul yalma apikores gomerhu. Then everyone agrees that person is an apikores. V'osr la'nichol li'oshilat tzibur, and he cannot be the chazan ever. V'im omad v'choska, and if he forced his way in, ein onen amen achrav. We don't answer amen after him. V'ayin la'el b'simen nun gimel sif yud ches, where we discuss that anyone who forces their way into being chazan, we don't answer amen after them, so there's no chiddush in terms of that. But the point is, if he does not believe in any of these basic concepts of Yiddishkeit, then we do not allow him to be the chazan, and if he forces his way in, we try to get rid of him, we certainly would not answer amen to his brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkotan Gimel, Ein Misalkin also. So if he leaves off by accident one of the regular brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, we do not remove him. Ela Shoin Ad She Yaskiro, so we just wait till we remind him. Ukeshenisgar Chozel Mokom Shata, and when he then realizes his mistake, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake. Kimo Yachid Atoa, like a Yachid who made a mistake, V'ayan Biralacha. But if he skips the bracha of the malshinim, then we remove him right away. Says the Mishabura in Sefkat and Dalid. Aval im Dileg, Dafka Bishedile Kula. This is dafka if he left off the entire bracha of the malshinim. Aval im dileg rosh habracha. But if he only left off the beginning, v'siyem chasimasa, but he finished off the ending of the bracha, then lo matzino shemesalkinoso. Then we don't remove him from the post. Just like the Mechaber said, that if he starts the bracha and doesn't finish it, we don't remove him. So too the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, if he doesn't start it but he finishes it, we also don't remove him. As long as he says part of the bracha, we will not remove him from his position. V'cheinim lo rata lomar la kofrim. Some have the gears of, instead of l'malshinim, v'lakofrim. So if he doesn't say l'akofrim, rather he says l'malshinim, ein v'salkinoso, we obviously won't remove him, ipnei sheyesh mekomos she'omrim l'chavchilu v'malshinim. Because there are places where they say l'chavchilu like us, they say v'malshinim. So we said if he makes this mistake, we remove him miyad, right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Hey Pirush, the Ein Mamtinan Lo Sheyaskiru Oso. We don't wait to remind him or give him a second chance. He skips it, we throw him out of there. Elo Mesalkin Oso Me'ateva Miyad. We remove him from the position of Chazan right away. Now, if you look at the Bir Halacha, very important Bir Halacha, the last one on the page, Mesalkin Oso Miyad. He skips the Bracha, he goes right to the next Bracha, we throw him out of there. But says the Chavetz Chaim, I am the Mishnah Berurah. V'nira, it appears, the imniskar me'atzmo. If he realizes the mistake, he goes, oh my gosh, and he goes back to v'lmashinim right away, v'chazer l'birchas v'lmashinim, ain't tzarech l'horido. Then you wouldn't have to remove him from his post. Because then it's clear he made a mistake. If he corrects himself before you have a chance to say anything to him, so certainly he's okay. We're only talking here in the Mishavuri. He skips the bracha, and then he continues on his merry way weiter, so then you get rid of him. But if he corrects himself right away, and it's taki, you see it was an accident, and he goes back to it, then obviously you would not have to get rid of him from being the chazan. Continues the Mishavuri in Sivkotan Hey. So the reason why we remove him right away and don't give him any second chances is kishema nizrakolo ata apikursus. Because maybe he became an apikorus right now. Ve'ena rotza l'kal atzmo. And like we saw in the Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't want to curse himself. He wants to skip the bracha. V'chein dileg bracha zo. And therefore he skips this bracha. Vafilu imhoya muchsuk arata l'kosher v'tzadik. Even if until this prayer, he was known to everyone as a kosher and a tzaddik, gam kein chayshin lazeh. We take this kshas very seriously. If he makes this mistake, we get him out of there. Mikom okom ein mesalkin oso mishliach tzibur. But that's only we get rid of him from this tefillah. But if he's the permanent shliach tzibur, if he's a shliach tzibur kavua, he's not going to lose his job because of one mistake that he left off the bracha of malshinim. You'll get him out of there for this tefillah, but you won't remove him from his post as the permanent shliach tzibur mishum pamachas because of one time. Kevin sheyesh lomar sheta. It's only a chash. Again, like Dr. Jaivi says, we don't know. We're worried that maybe that's true. So for maybe we'll remove him from this tefillah, but we're not going to throw him out of his position of being the chazan in shul always. When will we throw him out of his position of being chazan? So note number 5, he points out, from the Prima Gadim, but 3 times already, could be that's the source for baseball, 3 times he's out of there. Then he loses his permanent position of being the shliach tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Vav, Ein Mesalkin Oso, the Mechaber ended off and said that if he started the bracha of Malshinim and then he made a mistake in the middle, we do not get rid of him. Afilu Shah Ben Tayim Harbe, even if he paused for a while, Velohaya Yachal Lehizachar, and he couldn't remember the ending of the bracha, Afilu Hachi, even so, Talinan Shebishkagahu, we still assume that it was an accident, Midahiskalba. Since he started it, we assume that it was just an accident, he just forgot some words, and we're not choshish, he became an apikoros in the middle of the bracha. We're not choshish for that. That's an excellent question. Now, the Dreyfus is asking, does his 3 strikes have to be one after the other? Let's say he messed up, you know, one Shacharis in the Tammuz, and then the next Shacharis, you know, 2 years later in Kislev. That's a great question. I don't know the answer, but I would guess it has to be pretty close together. If it's like 2 years apart, I would assume they don't join together for the, you know, for the knockout. That's what I would assume. But it's an excellent question. Let's begin the Mechaber and Siv Beis. Shliach tzibur sheta'a ve'eno yodea lachzer lumekomo yamod acher tachtov. In Sif Aleph, we discuss a shliach tzibur who made a mistake. He was reminded, and he went with the reminder, and he corrected it. Sif Beis discusses a shliach tzibur who made a mistake, and it throws him off, and he gets so confused, he can't go on. He was taught ve'eno yodea lachzer lumekomo, he can't go back, he's so flustered. So then, we get someone to replace him. Yamod acher tachtov. Says the Ramah, Kederosh in Hezbar L'El, Simen Nun Gimel, Umaskil Mitzchilas HaBracha She'ta'a Zeh. And he begins from the beginning of the bracha where the first guy made the mistake. Im Hoya HaTos Be'emtza Ios. So if the mistake was in one of the middle brachos, part of the Bakashos, and then he fumbles in the middle of the bracha, so the new guy takes over from the beginning of that bracha. V'im Hoya B'Sholosh Rishonos, but if he messed up in one of the first 3 brachos, Maskel Barosh, the second guy starts in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, as we know already from many times that we saw the first 3 brachos are considered like one bracha, so he doesn't start from the beginning of that bracha, he starts from the beginning of the set of brachos, which is the beginning of Shemona Esrei. V'im Sholosh Achronos, Maskel Ritzei, and if he made his mistake and couldn't go on in the middle of the, anywhere in the middle of the last 3 brachos, then the second chazan will take over from Ritzei, which is the beginning of that set. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Zayin, Ve'enu Yodea, he's not able to get back on track. Rotzolomer Shu Nival Ve'enu Yodea Lachzor Af Lachas Shemaskir Nosav Kanal. It means that he got so confused that he can't go back to his place even when we reminded him. So then we have to replace him and put someone Tachtov Sivkot and Ches. Ulechavchila To Sheyia Oso Haacher Misha Kivin Lecholat Fil Ima Shliach Tzibur Velo Soch B'Shoah Shoyah Shliach Tzibur Mispalo. Lechavchila is best for the backup. For the pinch chazin to come in to be someone who has been mechavim for the entire tefillah of Chazar Shashatz from beginning till we got up to, and he did not speak at all during the Chazar Shashatz. That's the person who should take over because he was being mechavim the whole time. V'im lo nimsa kazeh, but in the very likely case that there was no one that was being mechavim for the entire Chazar Shashatz till there, yichu af mishalo kiva mazeh, then you could take someone else who was not being mechavim. But even that person who wasn't being mechavim for the whole Chazar Shashat is still there, he does not have to start from the beginning. He can pick up again the same place where the other guy would pick up from, which is the beginning of the bracha in which he messed up. And that's Mipnei Torah HaTzibur. That's because it would be Tichel HaTzibur. Let's say he already did 10 brachos, now someone's going to take over, start from the beginning, would be very annoying to the Tzibur. And therefore, even though he didn't follow the first 10 brachos with the Chazan, and really he should, because the Tichel HaTzibur will let him pick up exactly where the first Chazan left off. And the Ramah told us this is like we learned in Siman Nun Gimel. Says the Mishiburus, if Katan Tesra Tzoloma, the Mavur Shomis, if you're dying, the Lo Yes Sarvan Ba'osa Shah. We learned then that when you are being asked by the Gabbai to take over for a Chazan who stumbled in the middle, you should not refuse it. Even though we said normally when you're asked to be the chazan, you should refuse it one time, two times, go up the third time. But if it's in the middle of Chazar Shashat and they need someone to take over, that's not a time to be refusing. And we said the place that he should start from, if it's in one of the middle brachos, is from the beginning of the bracha in which he got confused. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud, Va'afilu imlo ta' elul basof. Even if he only made his mistake at the end of the bracha, Shekriyas osa bracha kemandalei sadami. Because whatever he read in that bracha doesn't count. And therefore you start from the beginning. V'ein chilok bein sheta o shenechlash v'ein o yachol l'gumra. It does not matter whether he made a mistake like we're discussing till now, or he got weak and he can't daven anymore. He just has to sit down and he can't finish it. V'hutrach acher lamo tachta. We have to replace him with someone else. There's no difference. So slav dafka, he made a mistake. For whatever reason, he can't go on to Shmoneh Esrei, and you have to remove him. It's the same din. V'lochein b'yamim noroim. Therefore, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, sometimes the chazan gets so weak in the middle of the piyutim, especially on Yom Kippur when he's fasting, and they want to put someone in his place. So on most Shmoneh Esreis, except for Mustafa of Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur and the other Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, only 7 brachos. So we're talking about the middle brachos, there's only 1 bracha. And that is the bracha of Ato B'chartanu, and therefore the backup chazan that comes in would always have to start from the beginning of Ato B'chartanu. However, the good news is, V'lo yachzor ha-piyutim. He would not have to go back over all the piyutim that the tzibur said, because the tzibur said them already, and therefore he could start from the beginning of the bracha and skip all the piyutim that were said, so it wouldn't be so lengthy. If he in fact picked up where the other guy left off and he did not go back from the beginning of Atta Bachartanu, the example that Mishavu is talking about is Bedafka Musaf of Yom Kippur, but since at the end of the bracha, of the middle brachos, he's going to say Mechala Avonoseinu, which is the Iker part of the bracha, so with Yavid it's okay, because as long as you say the bracha at the end, and the Iker part of the bracha, which you're saying here anyway, so with Yavid it will be okay. So even if b'di'evit, you didn't start from the beginning of the bracha where you should have started, as long as you have an ikr part of the bracha that you're still going to say with the ending of the bracha, b'di'evit, that will be okay, even though the chachil, you should have started from the beginning. There are a couple of interesting notes here, but we may have to leave them for tomorrow. I think we'll leave them for tomorrow, in which case, at which time, in which time we'll finish the siman. Yashikayach.